This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Faced with imminent punitive tariffs from Europe and Japan, President Bush has lifted protective tariffs he put in place 21 months ago to help American-made steel. The tariffs weren't scheduled to expire for another year and a half. The move angered residents of steelmaking states and their representatives in Congress. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the White House has mobilized to limit the political fallout.
President Bush was asked early yesterday whether he'd decided to drop the steel tariffs, and the president did have a full statement on the matter. But rather than making the announcement himself that he'd reversed course, Mr. Bush sent his spokesman, Scott McClellan, to read his words aloud to a room full of reporters.
I took action to give the industry a chance to adjust to the surge in foreign imports and to give relief to the workers and communities that depend on steel for their jobs and livelihoods. These safeguard measures have now achieved their purpose, and as a result of changed economic circumstances, it is time to lift them.
It fell to U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick to defend dropping the tariff protection. Zoellick insisted the president had planned all along to size up how the steel tariffs were working roughly halfway through their three-year tenure. And he strongly denied suggestions that the tariffs were lifted because the World Trade Organization ruled they violated international law, or because the European Union was about to retaliate with more than $2 billion worth of tariffs on U.S. exports.
Well, I don't think this president would ever seek a trade war, but this determination was made on another basis. This determination was made on the basis of the fact that in this independent review, in this process, the decision of the benefits and costs independently were the basis that we should lift the safeguards.
But even some of the president's strongest supporters yesterday said the prospect of retaliatory tariffs being slapped on goods produced in states he hopes to carry in next year's election was decisive.
You know, they say it's not, but I know it was one of the factors that they were considering.
Congressman Bob Ney is an Ohio Republican from a steelmaking region. He disputes the administration's contention that the now-defunct tariffs had already done enough to help U.S. steelmakers.
I don't think they've totally done their job. We would like them to have been extended, give us a little bit more comfort level because the industry was so bashed, so pushed down. There was no help given. But they did their job in a sense that they kept us alive.
Ney says the decision to drop the tariffs could hurt President Bush's bid to win next year in Ohio, a state he won 3 years ago. And Senator Jay Rockefeller, a West Virginia Democrat, says people in his steelmaking state, which the president also carried in 2000, are angry about the plug being pulled on the tariffs. Rockefeller even plans to challenge that decision in court. He sees behind it the hand of White House political advisor Karl Rove.
Because he decided to pick states that the European WTO said that they would retaliate against, big states like Florida and Michigan and others. And I think he added up, you know, Karl Rove added up the electoral numbers and decided it was more advantageous for the president to dump West Virginia and Ohio and Pennsylvania, which I think is risky.
But with yesterday's decision to end tariffs on imported steel, the president could also pick up support in key swing states whose industries use steel. Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee says his state, where the president outpolled native son Al Gore, has big auto assembly plants and hundreds of auto parts suppliers that should benefit from tariff-free steel.
What really made the difference to me, and I think maybe eventually to the president, is that the tariff on steel was backfiring and hurting auto workers. And in places like Michigan and Tennessee and Ohio, where there's so many auto-related jobs, this is very good news.
Good news for some, bad for others. Next year's Electoral College will determine whether the White House added up the numbers right or not. David Wellner, NPR News.